Blog Talk Radio.
Here with a gospel cipher, please make some noise for Grammy award-winning rapper Lecrae and the Unashamed Rapper.
You know, gospel is more than a music genre, it's a message. We got some of the best messengers to ever do this. DJ Mike Hell V on the ones and twos. Let's get into this.
Yeah. I put my lyrics in a pot, let it simmer with salt. Original spaghetti flow, got the sauce in the vault. This ain't your regular original, it's all reason all. Call me Chef Diva Dubois, cause it roll off the tongue. This woman different pigment like Snickers, cocoa, kill it, admit it. Yeah, no need to show off my figure, I'm beautiful. Yeah, because I'm loyal and gifted. Lift up Jehovah, he risen, he who I owe all my living. Sketches, lyrics in the stones like hieroglyphics. Split the river, quick deliver, I'm forgiven. Dripping blood out for my living, got my head above the water. Got my vision on my keeper, yeah, my vision on my keeper. My God, go ahead, let's move like that. Look at the shimmy, catch a dimmy, yeah, I groove like that. I got bills, yeah, a few bands stacked. Got a mortgage and some kids, that's some real life stats. That's AI.
Man, go crazy.
She call me and can't ask no kids. I come from the north where it ain't no jizzy. Yeah, I had to move some things, but this I'm too busy. I'm getting married soon, holy matrimony, holy moly. God almighty rocks the mic when rocks are falling on me. Yeah, say so 4778 when you calling for me. Yeah, Filipino boy, I'm extraordinary. Yeah, really not from this world, I guess I'm extraordinary. Bible in my lap, I'm with the Beamer when he gets hairy. It gets scary, got a passion for the enemy. No chains on me, my hands free for the blammy blammy. Like poop poop poop, my Bible strapped on me. Shimmy with me, iron sharpen me when I be cutting silly. Chain spirit leading me when I be walking funny. It's NK and the NK is for no kizzy. Amen.
Hey,
look, praise be to Yahweh, I couldn't pay for this, I prayed though. The greatest thing that ever happened to Dago. The lonely prophet live from the village came with a halo. But not the wings, if you think I'm fly, that's cause God say so. Ayo, I'm a believer, but I can't imagine dragons trying to step to me when they see what I breathe. And I'm still out of reach, and I don't need a key. They wouldn't open the door, so I knocked with my feet. I'm like Peter out the boat, and it's windy. I feel like Jones, I'm that indie. Tribe in the zone, oh yes, indie. Till we out, they also be in sync. Yeah, so give me the cheese if you get the picture. She said, I like the way you walk. Well, I got it from the scripture. Right, so what a sight to see. Nice to be here on purpose, giving light to isolation, living life, I mean, living dreams. God been nice to me, it's all too easy. Who set the bar? That don't seem high to me.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I've been living holy, really, that's the only way. I was raised in ATX, but now I reside in the A. Early morning, wake and pray, that's how I apply the pressure. I don't need to sell my soul, I got that ultimate finesse to get my reverence. Kindness, he's showing this like no other, that's benevolence. One day a rapper with 2 degrees, yeah, that's intelligence. I thank my excellency, big God, that's XO, you see. You know he XO when he rolls up from the grave. Way to set the stage, way to close the case. I'm amazed, really, I was lost, help me find my way, I'm amazed, yeah. Everything ain't what it seems, but this night y'all girls serving God and on the winning team. Look, cause see there's levels to this, since Cray was rebelling this. The devil tried to steal my soul, go straight and bezel with it. I run the race, I keep the pace, might get a medal with this. Until the Father says, well done, I'll never settle with this. Okay, yeah.
What's up with it now?
Probably preaching prophecy, that's pushing P for real. Lean on Lord and the Lord, I drink his blood, you pop a seal. Stay close to his will like I'm Vivian, Uncle Phil. I see my rugrats running around, look at Chucky and Phil and Lil. If I don't feel it like a villain in my tooth, can I spill it in the booth? I tell the truth, I'm like a villain in the booth. Matter of fact, if I say boo, you more like Krillin in the booth. I super say it, that was stupid flagrant, you should shoot for two. Independent Christian rapper, own all of my masters. Got no patience for the jibber jabber, trying to make a living. Been killing it in therapy, apparently I'm winning. Switch places with my demons, they depressing. Now I'm here, then listen. We got a festival called Holy Smoke, but we don't roll the dope. Holy Ghost, you know my co-defendant, that's my only hope. Indie artists only, own your masters, ain't no Toby's, bro. Kunta Kinte, Axel Foley, know your roots and where you're going.
My goodness. Go off.
Hey, knock, knock, I'm kicking it in. Hey, courtside, I look at the winds. I came a little short on Wednesday, it's still a win. If they don't want to see you up like Ross, them ain't your friends. And I ain't gonna point no finger at nobody.
Okay.
I'm gonna point
point if you elbowed though. Mom told me don't say nothing when you know you don't know. I ain't never gonna get canceled like the Romeo show. And I'm sharper than a preacher and a deacon. I'm freaking. It disrespectful when you say I'm dripping. I'm leaking. This flavor comes from God. I don't hide it when I'm seeking. I ain't putting on all this armor for no reason. I ain't finna come take your number while you leaving. Baby girl, you have to pardon me this evening. Even if I look, I'm sorry, it's deceiving. I ain't trying to come sleep outside with you, it's freezing.
You already know what it is, man. Super Bowl gospel celebration, you know what I'm saying, 2022. Listen, we want the smoke, we brought all of the lighters. We set the whole thing on fire for the Messiah. You already know what it is, man. Love and God bless. Yeah.
This is
unified, we go away like a force, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah.
I'm like a movement,
yeah.
Got them exclusive,
yeah.
All I know is support, kingdom, business, I rap, Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, honest, showcase, loyal, your way. Christ inside me, I support, ain't no much time in.
On my roster, Brody Da Vinci got kingdom support. I had filthier racks till he came in and washed them. Interviewed and build a life friend. I don't wanna see their lives in.
Nah.
Table set, now come and dine
come
in. He's shining brighter than them diamonds. All the venom in the industry, they don't wanna hear ministry. Always about the enemy, giving you false imagery. Yeah, they know that you're listening and they're getting you visually. I'm coming with divinity, filling you up differently. Yeah, been a problem to the fallen angels.
Yeah.
They don't want you for his will, so they get entangled.
Get entangled.
20 seats for the enemies are at the table.
Yeah.
So it's KS bringing you the holy label.
Yeah. Brody Da Vinci. Support, yo, he is a soldier, repping the kingdom, rolling out bangers out on the show. And Jesus, he aiming, blessings are coming down rain. And chaos is out to connect, so we come together, the body, the limbs, and the head. Yeah, we a family, playing our parts, he's sharing and liking and giving us God. I do not know where to stop, but I'm sure gonna try. I know my boy rocking them rides, fast and precise, lovely like Jesus inside. Now it is time to try to retire. Radio show, making sure that you're tuning in. If you like testimony or the music, and if we ain't here to give Jesus, what are we doing? Why are we doing that?
I am exclusive, y'all. I am a king, kid, y'all. It's not about me. Christ inside me. I support. Kingdom assignment.
Spirit filled,
yeah, yeah.
All inside
me.
I'm the
one. My flesh, yeah. Only each one. In my head, if you send it out, I won't. If you don't want us, get support. Catch me preaching, but this ain't church, yeah. Putting that word,
All right, KS Radio Show family, what's good? What's going on? Good evening, everyone. Today is, you know, Friday, and you know how we do here at the KS Radio Show, which also the KS stands for Kingdom Supporter, and I am here to support the kingdom in any kind of way that I can. Yes, I have a platform, but I have a servant's heart, and hopefully we all have a servant's heart tonight from my guests, the homie Doctrine, making his first appearance on the KS Radio Show, but he's no stranger to support as well as others supporting him. He has a powerful testimony and a bunch of new music, so you guys definitely want to stay strapped in and locked in tonight. And I have my beautiful sister, my twin from PlayStation Home back in the day, who's going, her name is Miss Michelle, aka Minister Redeemed. She's going to give an announcement tonight. So, again, make sure that you have your pencils and your paper ready so you can take down the information, because it's going to be something that everyone can relate to. But before I get Doctrine in queue, I'm going to open up the show with prayer. And, Lord, we just want to say right now that we just want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for another Friday. Thank you for February 18th, oh, God, a day that none of us has never seen before of 2022. Lord, we just want to come into your presence, into your throne room, into your atmosphere, oh God, just with a hunger and a desire to get to know you more, with thankfulness guiding our hearts and leading our minds. Lord, if there's anything that we have done that is outside of your will, outside of your way, and even outside of your word, oh God, we repent right now for our sins knowingly and unknowingly, oh God. And Lord, we just ask for you to come inside of us, clean us up, oh God. Come in and suck with us, oh God. Come in and guide us and lead us. Teach us from our wrongs, oh God, and so that we can be made right in your sight, oh God. Lord, thank you for your blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago for our souls, for our being today. And Lord, again, I uplift my brother, Doctrine, who is my guest on tonight. I pray that you would just expand and enlarge his territory, oh God, that you would give him a holy boldness to share his journey, which is his testimony, which will give you glory, oh God. Because, Lord, we know that in the Bible it tells us that when you be lifted up, not Doctrine, not me, not anybody else, but when you be lifted up, oh God, then you will draw all men unto you. And, Lord, I just pray for the songs, the testimony, and even the answers to the questions on tonight that will touch someone's heart, touch someone's mind, and give them another opportunity to get to know you in a more real way. Lord, have your way on tonight. Just let us walk, let us be peacemakers on earth. Let us walk in your peace, and let our mind be the same mind which is in Christ. Lord, we don't want to do anything without your will, without your permission, without your say-so, God. So, Lord, guide us on tonight. Let your love be felt tonight. Let your voice be heard on tonight. And, Lord, if there's anything that we have done that is against your will, we pray for forgiveness and repentance right now, God. And Lord, just let your will be done on tonight and for the days to come and the years to come. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen again. Now, I do know that Doctrine is here. Doctrine, can you hear me loud and clear, bro?
Yeah, I can.
What's good with you, bro? I can hear you loud and clear, sir. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, man. You know, I can't complain. Who would listen, bro? Honestly, you know, I'm trying to get my camera to go live. For some reason, when you know, Microsoft, when they do weird stuff with your computer, like last time I went live, and it worked out really well. So I was trying to do that, but that's not that important. But anyway,
well, other than that, did you have a good day today?
Oh yeah, very productive. It was a very productive day. I got my day job, you know, I handle my business, you know what I mean? So, you know, we chase the dreams and we do it responsibly, you know what I mean? So.
Amen. Amen. Well, before we get into the interview, I do want to give you a hand clap of praise, because this interview was your idea, because you got a bunch of new tracks that you are writing and producing and putting together for your EP that will be released here soon. And, yeah, I'm excited. So I just want to give you a hand clap of praise for joining me on tonight and for being my guest tonight on the KS Radio Show.
For sure. Yeah, of course, man. Of course. Thank you. Praise God. That's cool.
Hey, amen. So we got what, 2 hours? Let's go ahead and knock it out for Jesus. So for those who don't know you, Doctrine, D-O-K, the homie, can you give us your testimony? You know, a quick summary of your testimony. Where were you born and raised? And how did you come to Christ?
I was born and raised in off and on in the – I say off and on because I was a military kid, too. So I did a lot of moving. I was like, you know, I had 1 year to school, 1 year, and 1 year to school, another. But I was born and raised in Maryville District, West Phoenix, the well-known neighborhood in Phoenix, and a notorious neighborhood. It's a barrio. It's a Latino, you know, community, mostly. So it's Hispanic people and black people and a few white people. And, so I grew up there. And, but I've been around the country in different parts of the world because, you know, I was a military brat. So, I'm Sicilian, Polish, and Scottish. Started out as a Orthodox Roman Catholic. Started singing when I was 3 years old. I was actually, singing in the rafters of my dad when I was like 7 years old in the choir in a Catholic church. And, my mom stops my confirmation, you know, they're doing the catechism and all that. So, I finally actually met the Lord officially when I was 11 years old. I was at this Christian camp called Camp Supercharge. It was in the Poconos. You know where that is in Pennsylvania?
No.
Okay, it's kind of like a ski resort area, but during the summer they have some amazing campgrounds. And so they had, like, this great camp called Camp Supercharged. And it was, like, a five-day camp. And, we had, like, team wars. Like, a traditional summer camp has, like, team wars and amazing games. And they had a snack bar. And they had, you know, a dance at the end of the week. And, like, it was just nonstop excitement, man. But I remember it was, like, Wednesday night service. It was so powerful and so moving. My 11-year-old self, you know, took that walk down the altar. And, you know, I started my journey. You know, I started my process. A lot of people, you know, they understand, you know, that this is a process. You know, it's not a religion, it's a relationship. And if you look in the Bible, it even says, you know, that it's a process. You know what I'm saying? So, it's ups and downs and, a journey and you know what I mean? And it's
mm-hmm.
people, you know, get misconceptions about, you know what I mean? About what being a Christian is and being a believer is. And I think that's why, you know, people, they walk away. And I think that's why people, you know, denounce Christianity, you know, like my boy Fanatic, you know, he just walked away in a cross movement. I mean, I grew up listening to them, you know, and I was devastated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah.
I understand why. And if we get into it, we'll talk about it. We will discuss it. And, you know, what's understood doesn't need to be said at this moment. But if you want to get into it, we can. Because I'm definitely spearheading a movement with many other artists who feel the same way. We're speaking our mind. And we are rebuking what has become of what is known as the mainstream church. We're rebuking it, but we're doing it in love and concern for people's souls. And, what they're pitching right now, nobody wants to buy. So we're losing, you know, tens of thousands of people, you know, every year leaving the church. You know what I'm saying? And you got kids these days
mm-hmm.
that ain't even going to church. You know what I mean? And back in the day, remember, everybody went to church. You know what I mean? So they can feel good about being a heathen the rest of the week. So, but even now, nobody cares anymore. I mean, they don't, you know. But go ahead, you can say.
Amen. So you said that you officially started your process, your journey, at the age of 11. So, you know, fast forward, like how was your journey in high school? Were you, like, known as, like, the Christian in high school? College, what have you, like, how did you get into music and everything?
I mean, I went on, I was off and on, man, and, you know, but like we discussed the first time when you invited me to the show, Candid Convos on Tuesday with your man Marty and Wavy Tavy out in Florida. I fell in love with hip-hop at a very young age in Germany, actually. I was like 7, 8 years old, you know, same time when I'm singing with my dad, you know, in the rafters at Catholic Mass, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I mean, hip hop's always been a big part of my life, you know, for most of my life. And so, it wasn't a, you know, it wasn't a fad for me. It wasn't a phase like so many other, you know, white American kids, you know, in America. But I mean, I've gotten more into not just the music, but the culture and the values, you know what I'm saying, and the worldview. And it's because I did my research. I did, you know, I compared my notes and I came to find, you know, history backed up what people say in hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And it just seemed like the most logical step for me to stay, you know, to stay locked in and not walk away and not, you know, exploit hip hop, you know, use it up and throw it away. You know what I'm saying? So
it absolutely
just felt that way, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
now,
you know what I mean?
Amen. Now you are officially, you know, a businessman and an artist at the same time.
Yeah.
So how important is it to you for like networking and like building and establishing those relationships with different artists, maybe producers?
You know, I come to realize that, you know, networking and working with folks is holy. You know, it's, Being a socially adept creature is godly. It's what a holy person can do. You know what I mean? When you are walking with Christ, you know, Christ is a very socially adept person. You know what I mean? And so when we have this antisocial message, I mean, what is that? You know what I mean? It's madness is what it is. So, you know, we're supposed to be socially adept, you know, fluid creatures, you know. We're supposed to be able to, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans, and that doesn't necessarily compromise our beliefs, but it means respect people's cultures and be sensitive to where they're coming from in their background and relate to them on a level that they can appreciate and understand, you know? And you see it, you know, there's been so many examples with the prophets and, you know, with the apostles and the disciples. They always found ways, you know, to reach out and connect. And I've seen over the years ministers and pastors that knew how to connect with their audience and knew how to connect with their congregations. You know what I'm saying? And some used it for personal gain and others used it to really advance people spiritually, you know, and get them on to strengthen, you know, their walk in Christ and their faith and their knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But
definitely,
you know,
understand
it's,
that. It's
I,
a
I
what?
Just, yeah, you know, it's like you just I don't really know how a better way to explain it is just you know, a lot of people exploit God's word and a lot of other people heal people with God's word, you know, and it's up to you to just kind of, you know, be alert, you know, as the scriptures say, you know, be sober minded, you know, understand, you know, that not everybody, you know, their intentions, you know, are not always pure, you know. And time, I always said this, I've always taught myself this, time always tells the truth. So whether people are about themselves or about others, if they're about service or they're about getting served, you find out. You find out. So, you know, but going back to my walk, you know, trial and error, you know, what works, what doesn't, what do I believe, why do I believe it? You know, I have a very organic, fluid faith. And I think that it's very appealing to people that are skeptical. It's almost like I'm an apologist, you know what I'm saying? But I've also been told that, you know, people feel like Christian rappers are prophets too, that we speak God's word, you know, and prophesy. So, you know what I mean?
That I do. That I do.
Yeah. So, like, in the Lord, I realize a lot of things that I've forgotten, you know, God reminded me, they brought back to my mind, is that Isaiah 49:1-13, you know, when the king shoots the arrow out the window of the tower, God made me an arrow. And so he points me in a direction and he shoots me, you know, out in that direction. And I land, you know, and I stick in the ground or I hit the target or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I accomplish the mission. I'm very focused. You know, I'm business. You know, it's kingdom business. And when I say business, it's not, you know, personal gain. I mean, we do need to, you know, sustain our ministries, but at the same time, you know, I'm not trying to be no millionaire. I'm not trying to be rich and famous. I don't need to drive a Maybach, you know, and have a mansion. You know what I mean? You know, I'd be happy with a decent house and, you know, a nice, decent car that's reliable and give most of my money away. You know, I'm a street dude. Like, I grew up with nothing. So I appreciate everything. You know what I'm saying? So.
Amen. What doctrine, man, you. Well, doctrine, you sent over three songs tonight. One of them is yes, Maybe It's Just Me. What was the inspiration behind this track and who produced it?
So Maybe It's Just Me. I believe that was an Epic the Dawn track, and I was just commenting on the weakness and the diluted nature content in hip-hop. I was just commenting on that. I was saying, you know, you start with no game. You know, people walk around and strut like they're stars, and you see them riding the beat, making something that sounds good, but it's so basic, and sometimes it doesn't even make any logical sense what they're saying.
And who produced it?
You know, I was speaking on that. Oh, Planet Beats produced that. Cobby the Gang and Garvey over on 7th Street Camelback. They're pretty good prices, and they produced it.
Hey, amen. Well, go ahead and introduce this track to us.
Produced it. Oh, all right. Well, you're about to listen to Maybe It's Just Me on KS Radio, y'all, Cincinnati, Ohio. Check it out. Let me see what you think.
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know,
don't
man.
Ask me,
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know,
man.
Don't ask me, I don't know, 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 I don't know. You can spend them Jacksons, go print me some Tubmans, fuck the joke of strangers, don't side talk my cousin.
Primo.
You say all that's mad that tell listen to know them doesn't.
Nope.
My country built on freedom, huh? Lies, no it wasn't. Oh,
now let's go
around
the world in 80 ways in space. As we capture the international flavor of the Seattle World's Fair in the sky. Here are scientific crossroads that symbolize the international
doctrine
of space age tomorrow.
Summer school,
yeah.
True American, I ain't scared of them. How can I lose? I'm prepared to win. I feel like I practice, I drift till I'm master. Data spread out, but I show that don't matter. This flow so graduated. It sounds like Kanye made it,
yeah.
But he did it, Doc created some product not to play with. No toys, just tools, hack house to destroy. Hack house in the mags, I black and enjoy. Sending a message to holy and void. High on stress and I'm kept over joy. Keeping it gossip, but still keep it popping. I'm shopping hot, so Doc rocking hotter. Throw two, I throw four. I won't be your mod, I hear it, I feel it, I kill it, don't bother. Come on. There ain't nothing left, just bones of the carcass. You don't want to box, y'all, I hit the hardest. I gotta fall back, cause I got some turns. I gotta relax, cause I gotten smarter. Throwing down bitches, just call me Vince Carter. Ugh. Hung on the rim, salute when I'm marching. Ugh. For stars and face straps, I whine and I'm barking. Roo, roo. With nautical warming, Doc is his target. Bah. These streets got my teeth, they bangs now, they'll harm you. I'm so surprised that some think I'm alarming. I'm kinda ugly, some still think I'm charming. Bro, I'm the shit, so go buy some Charmin. I'm famous enough, got Son of the Star, man. I'm famous enough, got Son of the Star, man.
Amen.
Y'all start with no game. Maybe it just me. Mumble something lame. Maybe it just me. You ain't hard, just emotional. Maybe it just me. You in the biz, you a promotion pro. Maybe it just me.
Tell them again.
Y'all start with no game. Maybe it just me. Mumble something lame. Maybe it just me. You ain't hard, just emotional. Maybe it's just me. You ain't the biz. You a promotion pro. Maybe it's just me.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Kimmy B, and you are tuned into the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Much love.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at Aliciotorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hey everyone, it's Faith Torres and you're listening to KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music, so keep it locked.
Hey man, we are back. I do have a segment for specific shout-outs, which is right now, and I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Glory Shalom from ShalomChic.com, who is one of my partners and one of my sponsors of the show. She's the reason why the interview is happening with the Homie Doctrine tonight. So, if any women or men, if you guys are interested in buying something for either yourself or for your fiance or your girlfriend, or, you know, springtime is coming up, Mother's Day is around the corner in a couple months or whatever. So shop by, well, not shop by, but shop at ShalomChic.com. Just click the link in the description. A hot deal because Glory always has something beautiful and something very affordable that would not break the bank or rip a hole in our pockets or our wallets. So definitely check out the website, ShalomChic.com, and shop today. I do have my friend, like I mentioned earlier in the show, Miss Minister Redeem, who has an announcement as well. Redeem, are you there?
That I am. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great.
Good. Awesome.
Amen. So you have something that you are currently working on in the shadows behind the scenes, but you want to let the people know what it is so that they could know more about it later on down the line and so they can follow you for updates. So what is this thing that you're working on?
That is true. That is very much true. You know what? I want to thank you for just having the patience and the just the courage to do this awesome show that you do. I know that you come out here every Friday, and you come out here every, is it Wednesday too?
It's Tuesday and Friday.
Tuesdays and Fridays. And when you're on here on Fridays, I get a chance to tune in and listen, and it's awesome to listen to. All I wanted to do is just let people know that I'm inspired by you. I have got a chance to start something I've always been passionate about, which is a awesome children's book that just entails a detailed story of a young lady who is very imaginative, and the story takes off from her imagination. But it's a story that teaches us about faith. And the main character is what I wanted to talk to you guys about, because last week I talked a little bit about my testimony, which is that when I was 6 years old, I died on the operating room table. I said that I got a chance to kind of float up and levitate out of my body, and God decided that it was not yet my time to go. And since then, I know what it's like to be teased and ridiculed and just because you're different. And God says that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. And so this book, entitled The Boat to Dreamland, is exactly that, a story that talks about kids who are different, whether you be handicapped, white, black, yellow, purple, blue. And pretty soon it'll be out there on the market. We're finishing the illustrations now, and we're working on some of the social media aspects of getting the book out there. And then after it's done, you guys will be the first ones to know, and you'll get also a little snippet of an audio that we're trying to get ready for you.
Amen. Now, for those who don't know who you are, how can people follow you on social media to stay plugged in and receive the first updates?
If you wanted to know a little bit more about me, you can find me out there on TikTok and also on other social media like Instagram. And I'm at minister underscore redeemed one. That's on Instagram, or minister, just a regular old space, redeemed one on social media. And you can just see a little bit about me and see that I am a family girl. I'm a youth pastor who loves kids, just like the awesome young man who just got finished playing his music, which is awesome. The music is beautiful. And just getting started at a young age like he did. He started at 11. I started at 6. And it's just God just moving. So if you guys want to see a little bit more about me, my family, and then when social media switches over to talking more about the book, you guys will be the first ones to know.
Amen. Did you have any questions that you wanted to ask my guest, Doctrine, on tonight?
Yes, I would love to ask that. Doctrine, you there?
Yeah, of course.
How you doing, bro? How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly flavored.
He said highly flavored. I'll take that. I wanted to tell you that I really love you. Give me a testimony.
Oh, sure.
I really do.
Yeah,
really,
that was just the introduction of the book.
Well, you talking about you singing up there from the rafters. I kind of pictured your little body up there singing from the rafters up there with your father, and I thought that was really beautiful. My question for you is, what age group is it that you think that you are most drawn to minister to?
Well, my music ministry is really targeted towards, you know, anywhere from, you know, fourth grade up. I'm really, we had our first Utmost, that's a move, I'll talk about that later, but we had our first Utmost concert. And we had a lot of kids there, and they really connected with me and other artists. And, you know, I finally found out that what I do will appeal to them. They just don't know I'm here. They don't know. I haven't been out and about enough as far as booking events and gigs or whatever for them to know that I'm here. But when we actually put together and organize an event, And I, you know, ministered to them, performed whatever we want to say. They responded. They spent most of their time on stage dancing and nodding their heads, and you know, and then we all kind of gathered around in a big circle on the floor, and you know, they were really having a good time. So we had pictures of that, and So I found out that I do have cross appeal, I have mass appeal. You know, I don't really limit my audience. According to my actual stats, though, it appears that people in their mid to late 20s and up are the ones that are really locking in on what I'm doing. So, you know, and that's, I guess that's encouraging. Slightly more males than females. And that's, you know, that's just the cold, hard truth. That's the numbers. So,
that's not wrong with the numbers. Bro, I loved it. The fact that you also said you were a military kid. What branch of the service was your family in?
Army.
What?
Yep, United States Army.
All right. You know, I'm an Army girl myself, and I just think that that's really awesome the way that you have grown up a military brat. And I'm going to shut up now because that camp thing really got me excited.
You don't have to shut up.
Camp.
Have you got any other questions? Go right ahead. I think we have 2 hours is what he said. So, yeah, fire away.
I would love to learn some more about your testimony about that youth camp because, you know, if you had one of those that you started or you kicked off, I think it would be very popular and, you know, we might be able to make a beeline to see what that's all about.
Yeah. I was actually sort of unofficially ordained a youth minister. So I'm going to be preaching to my first youth group next Saturday at Urban Outreach Youth Phoenix. Shout out to Pastor Brian Farmer and the senior pastor of Urban Outreach Phoenix Ministries, Pastor Nate Durkis. That's going to be pretty cool. And, I'm pretty excited. I don't know what God wants to do. I know he wants to do a lot of different things and, you know, but I'm also learning to say no, because I'm a human being and no matter how, you know, much I want to help out and, you know, save the world, mm-hmm. I can only save my world and I can only save my world in, you know, bits and pieces, you know, an event here, an event there and just pour everything I have into it. And that's why we say our utmost, because we're doing everything with excellence and with purpose and intention. And so we're not playing, you know what I mean? We're training up artists. And I wanted to extend an invitation to you, sister. Your name is Verna?
Michelle.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had Verna Sugar Jones on the mind for some reason. That's another sister who does something similar to what you're doing. What I was going to say was, and she's a wonderful woman of God, so take it as a compliment. But you're a creative. And so the Utmost movement is actually about all creatives. It's not just rappers. It's not just producers. And, you know, we have a media production company that's a member of it. And we're building a network, you know. And Sean Carter, otherwise known as Jay-Z, once famously said, your network is your net worth. So we're increasing the net worth and the platform for willing artists. And so the only trade-off, there is no special qualifications. For people to join the Utmost. It's simply, do you want to join something bigger than yourself and participate in a network of people who, you know, just want to help people. And so we're going to work together. We're going to collaborate. You know, we're not going to, be territorial about our ministries. We're going to share. You know, we're going to activate that Acts 2 church spirit, you know, and that Philippians 2, you know, mindset, you know, considering others better than ourselves and, you know, out serving each other and, you know what I mean? And just building something beautiful and powerful and effective.
Yeah.
Unity makes ministry effective.
Definitely. Put out some information about that as soon as you can. It sounds like something that would get on fire. You do a little bit.
Brother Eli is a member. Yeah. So Brother Eli is a member of the Utmost, actually. So he'll tell you.
Yeah, I am.
Yep.
It's definitely been a blessing.
Yeah, it's growing.
Awesome.
We just hit 100 members this week. So nationwide, too, not just Arizona, not just Phoenix, all over the country.
All over the country. You might be able to count 101 information. Or better yet,
come on
you put it out. That's what I'm saying. Put out some information. It's good to be connected with good-hearted people who want to do right by God, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and we're gonna promote your children's book. You know, we're gonna promote your children's book. We're gonna promote what you're trying to do because we want to see you succeed. And we just, you know, this is just getting together, all creatives.
Just reaching one soul. That's all it takes. If I get one soul for Jesus, one kid knowing that God the Father loves it, and I get my job.
Absolutely, it's priceless. To Jesus. Jesus doesn't put value on eternal destinations for souls.
Amen to
that. That's why we store our treasures in heaven, man. So, but yeah, we want to help you succeed. We want to help you prosper and, you know, we have a sustainable ministry and, you know what I mean? So, absolutely. We are all about building each other up. Ephesians 4:29, we're all about, you know, actively loving each other and supporting each other. And so, you know, that's what the Utmost movement is about.
Okay. I already heard you. I'm already sold. I'm already in. You just don't know.
And spread the word.
Yeah.
All your creative sisters and brothers, man. All of them. Yeah. There's no age requirement, you know. There's no level of spiritual growth. We're taking everybody from baby Christians to well-seasoned ministers.
Amen.
Because the stronger can help the youngers.
Mm-hmm. Everything in between.
You know,
that sounds good to me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're at your service. That's what I would say. So. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, I will be sending the invitation to you, Redeem, during our next music break, or hopefully before the end of the show, so you can tap in and stay plugged in and let the group members know that what you are working on and how they can stay up to date with everything you're doing. So definitely, Miss Michelle, a.k.a. Minister Redeem, be looking out for that invitation. But we're going to go ahead and get back to this interview. Because, you know, time is of the essence, and we got a couple more tracks with the homie Doctrine. And Doctrine, you said earlier that about people leaving the faith, so to speak, or, you know, deconstructing Christianity. So what's your take on it? What are your thoughts about people leaving the church or leaving Christianity to find something else or doing their own thing? Far as, like, I want to say, is it Ambassador that left Cross Movement, and who else?
No, it was Fanatic. Ambassador actually spoke up about it. Ambassador.
Okay.
Fanatic, he kind of broke it down. So Fanatic had his little 25-minute video on YouTube, and then Ambassador went ahead and spoke on it. God bless him for like a whole hour. You know what I mean? And even Fizzle got on for more than an hour and 45 minutes, and the brother was dropping jewels. You know what I mean? And speaking on Fanatic and speaking on Garvey. And it was powerful. I mean, everybody in the Christian hip-hop community is talking about it right now. Yeah.
Well, that situation with Garvey, that's a different topic. Because I believe in my heart, I believe that Garvey knew he was wrong. Okay? And I strongly agree.
I think he knew
he was wrong. And, you know, Reach, they had to let him go. You know, I'm sad to see them let them go, but as a label and as a business, you have to, you know, uphold your policy, uphold your moral values and everything. And with them going on tour in March, I'm pretty sure they didn't want that to reflect on the business in a negative way. So I can understand that aspect. And I'm pretty sure because, you know, Garvey has been with, you know, reaching those artists for, like 10 years plus. So I'm pretty sure that they're still friends. I'm pretty sure this is just me and, you know, my imaginative opinion that I still think that they're still friends, but he's not a part of the label. Hopefully that he's getting some counseling. Hopefully that, you know, that he's getting down to the solution of the problem. And never know, he might bounce back when he's whole and healed. But with people leaving Christianity, so to speak, I don't know how to feel about that because Jesus is just, he's too good to step away from. And I'm not saying that they're stepping away from Jesus, but they're just trying to find another route. So what's your thoughts on people leaving Christianity?
So you can boil it down to a few things. You can boil it down to a lack of accountability. You can boil it down to watered down, you know, doctrine. You can boil it down to ignorance spreading like wildfire, you know, in the community. You can boil it down to those three things, really. Ignorance, miseducation, and lack of accountability.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Agree with that. And that's why the phrase that I've often heard, don't meet your heroes, because your heroes are just men that have a pedestal. And anybody can be knocked off a pedestal. Anybody can make
absolutely
a mistake. I've also heard this phrase: you can do a million and one things right, and that moment that you make a mistake,
one thing
everything
wrong. Mm-hmm.
Everything that you've done, the people only remember the negative. That one thing,
that's right.
That one mistake. And you know, sad to say, but that's just how some people are programmed, and, you know, that's just how they're wired. With me, like I mentioned when I heard about the news with Garvey, you know, I'm not going to bash him. I'm just going to pray for him because we all need prayer. And the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And if you find, you know, a fault with your brother or sister, then to pray for them. Not bash them, not, you know, ridicule them, not, you know, not crucify them, not judge them,
no,
to pray for them. And then if they don't want to hear what you got to say, then you go back and get the elders of the church. You don't go get any gospelers. You don't go get any nurses. You go get the elders of the church and let them lay hands on him or her. And then whatever else God wants to do, but not bash them, not make them feel bad about the mistake they just did or what have you. Anyways, I'm not for people, you know, leaving Christianity, but everyone has their reasons, and we're humans and we have free will. But Jesus is just too good for me to step away from or step aside from. That's just me.
Amen to that. Absolutely.
And can't make up, I mean, well, you can, but you're not supposed to. But you're not supposed to make up your own definition of a religion. The red words mean something in the Bible, and I stand by them, period.
Yeah, amen. I strongly agree. And like I said, you know, it really just, I'll say it one more time, it boils down to ignorance, you know, watered down doctrine, and no accountability. And I think that's really what's killing the church, man. And besides the classic tactic that the enemy uses with, you know, denominations and division. You know, a denomination can start over one verse. It's crazy. You know what I mean? And I think that people are kind of really into the whole King James is the only Bible and, you know, semantics. Like, people, it really frustrates people, you know. You got to keep things simple. And I think people, they want to sound smart. You know, they want to almost sound like smarter than God, like they know better than God or something. You know what I mean? That's how it comes across. You know what I mean? And so that's really unattractive. And I think we've made faith unattractive. I think we've made it unappealing. So what happened was it became culturally irrelevant. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't mean to be so harsh, but I mean, it's really just the way it is. So.
Amen.
We have our work cut out for us, Eli.
Amen. That we do. And I'm 10 toes in, and I'm keeping my hands to the plow, because we got to make a difference.
Absolutely. Yep.
For the next generation that's watching us, and for the baby Christians that are watching us too.
I'm on the radio. Yeah.
Amen. Well,
absolutely.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and get into it. We're going to get into some exclusive music tonight, right here, right now. The homie Message Music has a song called Good Vibes coming out next Friday. So put it on your calendar, put it on your forehead. I don't care where you put it in. Just make sure you remember it. But we're going to go ahead and get into this track by the homie Message Music right here on the KS Radio Show, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. We got more with the homie Doctrine coming up next, man. Let's get it. Let's go.
Hey, this is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Every
everything I pray for, yeah. I'm so thankful, yeah.
Came to party, have a good time, yeah. We gon' ball hard, we gon' fly high, yeah. We gon' raise a toast to the most high, yeah. Goodbyes, only goodbyes, yeah. We just came to party, have a good time, yeah. We gon' ball hard, we gon' fly high, yeah. We gon' raise a toast to the most high, yeah. Goodbyes, only goodbyes.
Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affect those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
Hey, man, you guys, we are back again. That song that we played is something exclusive by the homie Message Music called Good Vibes. We'll be dropping on February 25th, which is next Friday. So definitely, definitely be prepared to check it out. There is a pre-save link as of right now, but definitely it will be on digital platforms everywhere. So definitely tap in with the homie Message Music from Cincinnati, Ohio to stay up to date. And if you enjoyed that commercial and announcement from my sponsor, Rosalind Smith Counseling, you can check out her website, which is in the description as well, at shalomshe.com. If anybody wants to sponsor someone else or just sponsor, period, you can also tap in with Rosalind Smith Counseling on her website, which is rosalindsmithcounseling.com. If you want to sponsor someone or just, you know, donate to her ministry, the classes are phenomenal. Like you heard the feedback from two people. So definitely tap in if you need her assistance and her services. And I highly recommend her because she has made me a better man and a better person, a better father, a better host. So if you are looking for counseling services for individuals or even couples, definitely tap in and check out the website, rosalindsmithcounseling.com, and book a session today. If you guys want to follow her on social media and inquire about more information, then you can follow her at Rosalind Smith Counseling, everyone on social media as well. Give her pages likes, give them follows, and actually tell someone else who may be able to benefit from what she is doing, because all of us, we are struggling with something under the surface that we don't want nobody else to know about or what have you. So definitely check in and tap in with Roslyn over at Roslyn Smith Counseling, and hopefully she can help you, and hopefully you can help support her ministry and her practice as well. Doctrine is my guest on tonight. Doctrine, are you still there, bro?
Of course.
Amen. So I do know that it is officially after 9 o'clock, but one thing I forgot that we didn't get a chance to talk about is the shout-outs. Is there anyone that you want to give a shout-out to tonight, or a group of people or whoever it is?
First of all, I wanted to go ahead and tell you, Message Music, that song was so good. Like, you could hear the fruits of the Spirit in his voice, like love, you know, peace, joy. And I had to go ahead and add that dude on my Facebook real quick while I still have a couple spots. And, yeah, hope maybe one day I'll meet him. Is he local? Is he Cincinnati?
He is in Cincinnati. Yes, he is. Message called me on
all right
Thursday morning, I think so. And he sent me the track.
Okay.
And I've had it ever since. There is no cover art yet,
yeah,
so don't look for it, but the song is mixed and mastered and completed. He's just waiting on, I believe, TuneCore or DistroKid to get the details ready, and then it will be released here soon.
Praise God. Yeah, he was dope. I mean, it's almost like an Oscar speech, bro. There's so much that's been going on. Like, I got picked up to open up for the Invasion Tour 2022.
Turn up.
It's going to be at a Free to Worship Ministries Church, Pastor Andre O'Neill, over in Mesa, Arizona. And so I'm going to be representing Phoenix for the Invasion Tour, you know, with Miles Minnick and Dayton. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't even – the cut me down, man. The devil almost told me, hey, you're too old and, you know, you're done. You know what I mean? Like, you got gray hairs in your beard, and you look like a fool out there, Christian. You know what I mean? And, like, the devil almost shut me down, man, but he lost. He's been catching L's. And, really, ever since I got back in the music ministry, after the first year, he started really gunning for me, man. Every temptation, every attack, every assignment he could put on me, that devil did it, man. I'll tell you what. Yeah, so that's what I was dealing with, man.
Amen. Are there any shout-outs you want to give on tonight?
Yeah, I can say so many. Third Day of the Mouthpiece, Jesus Rose, Nameless Servant, More Sano, he's my personal trainer. I'm guilty of falling off a little bit. I'm going to have to get back on that and get back in shape, man. That's one of the things that's missing from my walk is discipline in my body. I think I might even have to just fast, man, to be honest with you. I was joking about getting liposuction because, unfortunately, the music industry, you know, it is a visual art too. And, you know, you do need to, you know, you need to have a decent appearance. You need to be well-groomed and, you know, in decent shape. Like, you have to be marketable, and that's a cold truth. You can be amazingly talented, you know, like, but even Tadashi works out. Like, you know what I mean? Even he's in good shape, you know, and the speed rapping he does, like, you know, he has to, you know, get them reps in, you know what I mean, so you can breathe, you know what I mean? So, but it's really important, you know. Jesus Christ, of course, you know, the Holy Spirit. Man, the lyrics haven't stopped. I was writing last night. This brother from Russia, 8Key, with 2 E's, shout out to him. He did this beat that's just so wild, man. And I'm getting ready to do that demo track for him. He gave that beat to me free. So I'm going to go ahead and give him, you know, a hot, you know, take on that. And that's going to drop soon. The Summer School mixtape dropped. Shout out to Siraj Ardakani in North Central Phoenix. Siraj Ardakani Studios. This guy does it all. He does, you know, music production, sound engineering, beat making. He's done everything from, you know, rap artists like myself to you know, he did, you know, like full bands, you know, keyboards and guitars and all that, singers. And, you know, he's just so diverse in what he can do. He has over 26 years of experience. He has the best rates in town. A lot of artists are aware of him, and some have used him, and others just haven't done it just yet. But him and his wife, Kavita, they run their recording studio like a ministry. Like, you go there, you're going to record, but you also probably get a meal. You know, you'll probably get some fellowship, you know. It's a mighty fortress, you know, for the Lord. You know, it's a special place. So I've done a lot of work in there. I did most of my album there. Shout out to, you know, Urban Outreach Phoenix, both Urban Outreach Phoenix for adult ministry, Urban Outreach Youth, you know, Pastor Brian Farmer, Pastor Nate Durkis, Pastor Bob Sands, who is the senior pastor, City Church, Phoenix, in Central Phoenix. He was host of the Utmost event that we did, the first concert we've ever done. We got another one coming up on March 19th. I'm going to be able to promote that a little bit at the Invasion Tour. So that's huge. That'll increase our attendance. God is lining everything up. And it's like, I know it's him, so I don't take the credit. You know, the glory is his. You know, I've always been taught, you know, and from the scriptures, you know, from Exodus, you know, when they touched the ark and they died. You know, you can touch the gold, but you cannot touch God's glory. That belongs to him solely, and he is jealous about that glory. So you don't play with God's glory. You can have the gold. He'll give you so many wonderful things and, you know, blessings, and we're blessed to be a blessing. And, you know, it's not, you know, it's, that's where we're at. You know, my mindset, I feel like I'm right with that. I feel like my heart and my soul are right, you know, but I got to get my body in check. You know, I gotta look like a leader, you know what I mean? Cause I am a leader now, whether I like it or not, you know. I stepped out in faith. I was kind of dissatisfied and embarrassed by the state of Christian hip hop in Arizona.
the lack of unity, the backbiting, the division, the territorialness, you know, the gatekeeping of people. I had to have enough, because I work in both the mainstream music industry in Phoenix and the Christian one. And the mainstream, of course, is my mission field, you know, and I was watching the mainstream show more love, more support, more unity, you know, collaborating with each other than the Christians, you know. And we hear about loving each other and, you know, loving God and, you know, treating each other like we want to treat ourselves, and, you know what I mean? And thinking, you know what I mean? And so we know better, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And so, and we're doing less, and these people don't even know the word, you know what I mean? So it was just so bizarre to me, and it was so embarrassing, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
it's not just a lack of unity in Phoenix, but it's a lack of unity in the music genre, period, of Christian hip hop. And I'm glad that we're being activists and, you know, speaking out for the genre where other people are leaving the genre. So I'm glad and I'm thankful for your service, for your heart, and for you being on this side of the kingdom, being used in a mighty way, bro, for real.
Yeah, and so, you know, and I have to play both sides. You know, I have to be the hard ass, you know, for lack of a better word, and I have to be the set the standard, you know, love on people and support them and, you know what I mean, protect their ministry, you know, believe with them, you know what I mean? I have to do that. So, but I also have to be, unfortunately, you know, critical of our scene and rebuke it in love and concern, because we're ineffective, you know? It's become a thing where, you know, we all come to watch each other perform, you know, and some people's egos are so big, they're satisfied with that. No, you know, no, not at all. That's not why we do this. You know what I mean? Like, that's not why we do this. And then the ones that get on the big shows, you know, they're the only ones that stay on those big shows. They don't share. You know, it's a ministry. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be distributing, you know what I mean? Distributing opportunities, you know, mm-hmm. mentoring people, discipling them, you know, holding people accountable. That's also another service that the Utmost offers artists, because we consider everybody in the Utmost a leader. And so when you're a leader, you know, you have a leader's standard, and that includes accountability. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
and that's just the way it is. So, I don't really know any other way to serve but that way. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, am I making sense?
You are making sense. You're making complete sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had to do something better. These were the answered prayers from an angry, you know, I don't know about the rest of y'all. I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. Sometimes I cuss when I pray. Like, I have a you know, real relationship with God. And when I get angry, like, I do cuss, to, you know, and people might judge that. Oh, my gosh, Christian cusses, you know. Is he really a Christian? You know, yes, I'm a Christian, you know, because my heart is to change the game. My heart is to change lives. And I can't change the world. This is what I learned at The Objective in Nashville, which I'm going back in May. You can't change the world, but you can change your world. Wherever you touch your feet, whatever mm-hmm. people are within your reach, you can change their mind and heart. You know what I'm saying? And so,
absolutely,
to change their mind and heart, you have to be changed.
Yeah.
You can't give what you ain't got. You can't teach what you don't understand yourself.
Talk about it.
See what I mean? Yeah.
I feel you, bro.
So praise the Lord. Yeah.
Amen. So, Doctrine, you have this other song that we're going to play next called Didn't Know.
Okay.
What was the inspiration behind Didn't Know and who produced it?
You know, the same kind of thing, man. The lack of respect for Christian hip-hop from the mainstream world and from mainstream rap fans. You know, we're just saying, don't act like you don't know that we caught up with y'all. And, you know, in a lot of cases, we actually are better than y'all. And I don't mean it in a disrespectful, arrogant way. I mean it in an artistic, like, yo, y'all need to wake up, because we caught up with y'all. You know, you were making fun of us and all them Jesus raps. And, by the way, remember when they would say G-Bus on purpose?
you know, with a B. They would say, don't kick those G-Bus raps, you know. And so, you know, we did something about that. And so Didn't Know is about, hey, don't act like you don't know we dope, because you know. If you didn't know, you know now, you know. And there's so many,
talk,
I mean, shout out to Lecrae, Andy Mineo, KB. I mean, they've already told him. Like, they showed him, you know, 1,000 times over. We caught up with y'all. You know, Cannon, you know, K-Drama, like, you know what I mean? Like, how many do we need to list, you know, artists that are as good as or better than, you know, what you hear on the radio? You know, they are. You know, Stephen Malcolm, who I'm getting ready to, I met him already, but getting ready to get to know a little bit, you know, and fellowship with. I mean, that's insane to me. You know what I mean? Some personal time with Stephen Malcolm. You know, that's coming. That's waiting for me next month, you know. So.
Amen. And who produced Didn't Know?
Didn't Know was actually, I got that beat off BeatStars, believe it or not. So BeatStars and, I'm trying to remember who it was. I want to say No Land West is the guy that made that beat. I believe that's who did it. It was this beat called Dead Inside, and you see what I did with it. Turned it all the way around. So,
amen. Well, you took the beat, free
Dead
life
Inside
on the track.
Know.
And
yep.
And now we're about to go ahead and witness this gem. We're about to go ahead and witness this gem called Didn't Know, man. This is something new, homie Doctrine, right here on the KS Radio Show, man. KS Radio Show, man. Y'all
yeah,
can be locked in and stay
well.
Tapped in. We got a few more bangers on the way and a few more questions for the guests tonight. But here is the homie Doctrine with Didn't Know right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you're rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Jesus music. bumping. Pull up to your city, homie, we ain't scared of nothing. Citizens of heaven, got some soldiers on my side. Talking about the church, don't you disrespect the bride. They say, yeah, go to church, but the church is full of soldiers. Fat devil got his puppets, got them looking like some posers. Over.
Quit acting like you didn't know. All the telling, but no show. You had the green light, didn't go. Got no hits, so hit the road. Adios. We the Jesus, how about you? What we write is what we do. You just acting, here's your cue. Still don't know, then here's your clue.
All right, y'all, man, that was the homie Doctrine. I don't know who that featured artist was, but that was the track titled Didn't Know. Y'all, man, we're going to slow things down real quick right after this clip that I got about justice and speaking up just like Jesus did. I got a track by the homie Glory Shalom called Alter Ego, so we're going to slow things down right here on the ones and twos on the KS Radio Show tonight. But until then, enjoy this Joey Vontaze clip about speaking up and standing out to make a difference right here on the KS Radio Show. Take it away, Joey Vontaze.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something, but when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
What's up, everybody? This is Godframe, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray that blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
I'm breaking free.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hey, this is Throne Music Song, Regal Jones, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. What up, KS?
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Hey, man, shout out to Gloria Shalom for that Alter Ego track. I love that song. She's not only an artist, but also a businesswoman, like I mentioned earlier in the show. So definitely check out ShalomShe.com in the description below. Doctrine is my guest on tonight. Doctrine, man, that Did Note track, man. Who was that second artist on that verse, bro? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold up. Wrong number. Doctrine, can you hear me?
Yeah. That was the nameless servant, one of the people I shouted out early from Tucson, Arizona, believe it or not.
Okay. Amen. Well, I dig it, man.
He's got a big event tomorrow morning. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but I just wanted to shout out, yeah, his event. So he's got an event tomorrow morning, and I'm going to try to dip out there after work and see what I can do. See if I can support him. Well, perform, but go down there and just love on it and pray for folks, talk to folks. That's what we try to do now, you know.
Most definitely. So we played both of your tracks, but what we did not do is get your social media information. So how can people stay tuned in, stay tapped in with you, and follow you on social media?
So about that, my Instagram got hacked, man. I was pushing over 1,800. Not that that matters. It already accomplished what I needed it to, which was get a network. But my social media got hacked, including my Facebook music page, and because they were linked to the Instagram. And then I had to start over. So it is at This Is Doctrine, D-O-K-T-R-A-N, just like you see on the flyer. So This Is Doctrine. You know, add me. I do life with you. I'm not collecting numbers. I'm joining people's lives in progress. I'm a different breed, man. I'm just grateful to be, you know, 6 feet above the ground instead of 6 feet under it, because I'm 6'1". That's the joke. I'm loving God and loving people. And, you know, everybody has a story to tell, man, and they're all bestsellers. You just have to shut up and pay attention, because people got things to say, you know. They really do, you know. And they're really about supporting and respecting people more when you're willing to listen to what they have to say and you care about, you know, where they're coming from and their story. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, sir.
When you're willing to hear someone else out, they're willing to listen to you too, you know? So, and I'm learning, you know, I was just by observation, you know, seeing effective ministers, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is Doctrine 2021 on TikTok. You know, I need all the love and support I can get. You can search Doctrine Hip Hop on Google. I got my knowledge button last summer, praise God, finally. So you can tap in on that. My link tree is on my bio in my Instagram. You can listen to my whole active, you know, publicly released catalog. And let's just do life, man. To book me, you know, imdoctrine@yahoo.com. You know, I'm trying to do everything from after school, you know, assemblies or school assemblies to, you know, junior delinquent detention halls, you know, juvenile jails, and, you know, celebrate recovery and summer music festivals and, you know, I'm available for all that. You know, I'm here for everything. So, and you know, of course, I'll have to schedule it, you know, and it'll have to fit with my, you know, my day job's work schedule because I got to pay bills until I don't, you know. And so that's where we're at. So, yeah. Dr. Nugent, lady on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So is at This Is Doctrine on Instagram and Doctrine Music on Facebook?
Yeah. Yep. Resurrect my Instagram. It got killed, y'all. It got killed. Yep. It's back to like a little over 250, I think. I don't care. But, you know, man, I don't know.
I feel you.
But, you know, it's done what it needed to, man. It gave me a network. You know, I have one boot in the church, the other boot in the street. Without that, it's impossible to truly outreach, you know. So I'm in the mainstream music scene. In fact, I just pulled up on my boy, Fila Nico. He did a music video that's about to release imminent, like probably tonight or tomorrow, for No Better, which is the last song we're going to play. And that's about to be released everywhere, YouTube, you know, Instagram, everywhere. So everywhere we can get away with putting it. So, yeah.
Amen. Well,
and and the Utmost Movement, it actually had a documentary done. That's also, if you look up hashtag the Utmost Movement, you will find a documentary, a 48-minute documentary. We're trying to get a media release signed by the senior pastor from City Church Phoenix. And Eli, I'm still trying to get Kay Drummond to get up with me. like what? When did we talk? Last summer, right?
Yes, we did.
So like 8 months later, or, you know, 6 or 7 months later, I'm still trying to get this man to holler at me. I know he's a very busy man. I hope he's in Nashville for the objective this year because I'll connect with him again. But, hey, if y'all put in a word, I guess he was like, oh, okay. Brother Regis, I'm trying to connect with you, sir. We had a good conversation, and you told me to hit you up, and I did. So, you know, and now I'm on the Invasion tour. So come on, man. I want to talk to you and see, you know, because he said he'd be willing to check me out and see what he can do, maybe develop me a little bit as an artist or whatever. You know, and of course, nothing's free, you know, but hey. Shout out to Curtis Hoppy. Actually, we did a youth launch at House Fire Ministry, Ministry Church in East Arizona. Yeah. And he'll be on the Invasion Tour. So I actually met him and opened up for him at that youth launch. And, you know, we went out with a friend of mine and his whole Misfit Army. You know, he's based out of Boise, Idaho. And, you know, we sat down with his wifey and ate pizza and talked and just, you know, just chopped it up and broke bread. And it was wonderful. It was beautiful. It was very encouraging. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Amen. So, Doctrine, just a quick question. You said that you reached out to K-Drama. May I ask you, how did you reach out to him? Was it like through like email, social media, inbox, or what?
He said email him. So I emailed him, but I also shot him a DM in his Instagram. I might have Twitter messaged him. I'm not sure. But I'm not going to bugaboo somebody, you know, and you don't ever do the, the equivalent of shoving your demo in somebody's face. You just don't do that. You wait till they notice you and they go, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But I'm making one last run at this, and this is it for me. You know, this is the last real serious run at the music industry that I'm going to run. And I'm not going to sell out. I'm not going to become a quote-unquote positive message conscious rapper. You know, I've been meeting rappers in Phoenix that were Christian rappers who are not Christian rappers anymore. They're conscious rappers. You know, and it's sad. And I still love these brothers. They're amazing people. They are incredible people. But they've left the faith, man. And I think Fanatic's probably going to be a conscious rapper, positive message. And, you know, if you listen to what he actually said, you'll probably be a little revolutionary. But if you notice what I said in my first song, I'm a little revolutionary too. You know, I'm not in a violent way or a threatening way, but in a truthful, honest way. You know, I think without repentance, you know, there's no peace with God. And I think people are fooling themselves if they think they have peace with God if they haven't truly repented.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Amen.
What's the scripture say? Without holiness, no one shall see God. So we're not seen as holy by God unless we got the blood of Jesus on us. We ain't got the blood of Jesus on us. We don't confess our sins and repent and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Period. Everything else doesn't matter. I don't care how many scriptures you know. I don't care how much of a healing power you have. I don't care how many prophecies you can tell. If you have not repented and you're not in the process, now, it's not a magic spell. You don't say the sinner's prayer and become perfect. You know what I mean? But if you're not engaged in the process of sanctification, becoming that pure and spotless bride for the groom, you are doing nothing. And I was just preaching yesterday at Church on the Street Men's Mission. Shout out to Church on the Street, Pastor Walt Rattray. It's a homeless, temporary, like, two-week mission for a homeless shelter situation, faith-based. And I was preaching yesterday on love, of course, the Valentine's Day week. And so, you know, we were talking about, you know, without love, you have nothing. You're just making noise, you know. Doesn't mean anything to God. It's not impressive to God because God is love. And so with no love, you don't have God. You know, and we're seeing a lot of, for lack of a better word, just trash and garbage and poison in the church. And people actually representing that and speaking up for it and defending it. You know what I mean? And that's not God. There's no God in that. So they're grieving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit ain't in that church. It's all emotions. You know, it's smoke and mirrors and pretty lights. And you know what I'm saying? But no love. No love. And without love, you have nothing. You're just a social club. You're not the body of Christ. And I'm sorry to say that, but we need to start saying that because time is short.
We need to start saying it.
Jesus is on his way back. I think he's putting on his sandals. You know, I think he's on his way. I don't know what else. I don't know how much worse it can get besides poisoning all the water and the food. So I mean, what's
not
left?
Putting
you know?
On his sandals.
Yeah, Jesus putting on his sandals, man.
Putting them on,
doing it.
Traveling
you know,
them
and,
up,
and,
man.
And yeah. And one thing we said after the sermon, you know, because I preached was, you know, I told a young man, I said, you know, mankind. Well, no, it was actually during the sermon. I'm tripping. I said that mankind has only learned one thing: to destroy everything around them and themselves. So without God, you don't learn how to create. You only know how to destroy because your very nature is sinful. And sin is destructive. What does it say? The temptation when it gives birth to sin, and sin gives birth to what? Death. So destruction and death is what we do without God. We have to have God. We need God. And there's plenty of people playing themselves, thinking they have God. When they're speaking death over their neighbor just because they might be an immigrant or a person of a different color or a different culture. Who are you kidding? You know what I'm saying? The Jews had very strict guidelines from the Lord about how to treat outsiders and foreigners. And it's not the way the modern church, mainstream church in America is treating those people.
Mm.
Now, do I believe in immigration reform? Absolutely. I sure do. But the INS is backlogged. It's out of date with its equipment. It's understaffed. And they keep it that way on purpose. So if we can push for that to be modernized and funded and you know, well-staffed, you'd clean up this immigration mess. You know what I'm saying? But you can't treat people like that. And the biggest secret about America is we took everybody's unwanted. This nation was built on immigrants. You know, even the pilgrims were immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Come on. You know what I mean? And so we talk about that, you know? So... And we need to talk about it. And we need to talk about what was done in this nation to found it and build it. We need to talk about the genocide of the Native Americans. We need to talk about slavery. We need to, because God saw that. Who are we kidding? You know what I'm saying? We have to repent. If there's no repentance, there is no peace with God. And if there's no peace with God, there's the wrath of God. Study Israel history, the cycle. You know what I mean? When they walked with God, they were blessed and they were protected and the hand of God was over them. Brother, when 9/11 hit, we knew for sure that God had turned his back on America. There was no question. He hasn't turned his back on his people because he never does. There's always the exiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he has turned his back on his country. I guarantee you. We have no leadership. That's another sign. Remember in Judges, the book of Judges. It's all in the scripture, everything, Zechariah, the destructions of the city. You know what I'm saying? It's all there.
God help us.
If we really knew the scriptures, you know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy on our souls, you know what I'm saying? And remember that famous scripture, that famous sermon that was preached at the Azusa Street revival in L.A. back in the early 1900s? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry and jealous God. And that was like a Peter preaching an Acts-type level sermon. And it was like, brothers, you know, what must we do? Repent and turn from this evil generation. And that was a whole revival. You understand? What was the first thing that came out of Jesus' mouth when he started his 3.5-year public ministry? Repent. Right? First thing he said.
Yes.
He didn't have a prophecy for them. He didn't do any, you know what I'm saying? He did some miracles on the low with, you know, his mother with the wine and everything. But he didn't do anything else when he started preaching but say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He was saying the kingdom of God starts now, begins now. I am the king. I am establishing my kingdom today. And he's still doing it.
And he's still talking good, doctor, man. That's all I can tell you. It ain't no lies over here.
You know,
no lies detected, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And 1,000, you know, my flesh would get scared because the things that I say could get me killed. And, but you know what? The prophets were martyred in the Bible, too. So I would rather die on my feet than live to see another day on my knees silent. In the face of blatant racism, in the face of blatant xenophobia, in the face of blatant, persecution and oppression, in the face of blatant brutality, in the face of blatant corruption and outright brazen lies, I would rather die on my feet calling out sin than live on my knees quiet, turning a blind eye and a deaf ear. God forbid I do that.
Hey, man, bro, I'm right there with you.
So we're at war, Eli. And, you know, Joey Vantes, I love his music. And what he just said, that is so encouraging to hear that. That tells me he's about more than music. And that's another hashtag I use. And I think Brother Brian Trejo uses that. And that's another brother I didn't mention that's on the Invasion Tour. I'll finally get to meet him, too. He comes to Phoenix a lot. So finally going to get a chance to meet him. I think he's going to be here tomorrow in Tucson, and I might be going down there to go see everybody, but just to support, not to perform. But you know what I mean? Like, we're at war, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even dating, you know, I'm not really dating hardcore. I'm not looking for anybody to be with. Like, I'm at war. You know, I'm not on the rooftop, you know, looking at Bathsheba, brother. I'm in the field where I'm supposed to be. It's war season. It's summertime in my life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When the kings go to war. And I'm not a king yet. I'm a prince. The Holy Spirit told me, you know, you are a prince that I have sent off to war. When you come back from battle, when your battle is over, you will be a king, and then you will be introduced to your queen. But I got
Amen,
work
bro.
To do right now.
Amen. We all
know,
got work
but
to
the
do.
Devil's throwing everything at me. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, you know, I'm right there with you. I'm in formation with you. I'm in formation with, you know, the Joey Vanteses and the Endominios who, you know, he did that. You know, the deconstruction of his faith, you know, and Lecrae went through his grievance, you know, process with, you know, all things work together. You know, he aired out his grievances with the mainstream church. You know what I'm saying? He said, I'm not going to sell out for a check from the evangelicals. Remember that song, Facts? Oh, man, he went off. And that was encouraging. That was not discouraging. That wasn't controversial. But the man is going to tell the truth at all times. You know what I'm saying? So I got deep respect for him. I met him briefly with, you know, like the whole VIP thing and meet and greet, but I thought the VIP would actually let us, like, you know, it's a Q&A and very informal, but I was looking for a private, formal type thing. But, you know, eventually I'm going to keep grinding. So whatever. But
Amen.
I met him.
Well,
I met Tadashi, Tribly.
We got 13 more minutes left until the end of the show. Usually
yes,
this
sir.
Is around the time where I ask the guest to pray us out. But before I ask you to pray us out, can you tell me, like, what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show tonight?
Just a lot going on, man. My mixtape, summer school mixtape, is dropping tonight or tomorrow when I have the time. I'm going to release it on, DistroKid, and it'll be live next week sometime. I'm very proud of that, not in an unhealthy way, but just I put a lot of heart and soul in it, elevated my game, Learn from my mistakes on my debut album, Indoctrination Album, which we covered last time. And, you know, then there's the Invasion Tour on March 9th, and then we have our next, you know, Utmost Movement. It's a glow-up party, so we're going to have black lights and, you know, people wearing, encouraging people to wear bright colors and bring neon paints and neon. It's going to be cool, man. It's going to be lit. You know, we're going to go off, and we're going to have a powerful altar call. We're going to ambush these kids. They're not, they don't, a lot of them don't know unless they listen to this show right now. You know, we're going to hit them with an altar call. That's what was missing last time. So we're going to do that. So.
Not ambush the kids. I love it, bro. I love it. I love it. Because
yeah.
they need it and we need them.
We're going to get them.
They need it and we need them. I feel you. I feel you, man. I feel you.
So, bro,
you can go ahead and lead us out in prayer. We've already got the social media information. We already got the songs, tracks, and you mentioned when you're dropping a project. So whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and lead us out in prayer.
Absolutely. And then the next thing is me and my best friend, Teron Parks, from out of Columbus, Georgia. He out here. We're going to be doing Georgia Zona. That's a 5-song EP. And then I'll be starting work on my second album, The Document. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. It's not about me, Lord. It's about me for about 2 hours. But for the rest of my life, it's still about you. And, Lord, the glory is yours. And we don't touch that glory. God, make us real. Make us relational and not religious, Lord, every single one of us. Lord, the people that listen to this show, I believe in my heart, are relational and not religious. At least they're being influenced to be relational. Lord, you are real. You love us. You created us. You gave us gifts and talents. God, use our ministries. Use my ministry. Use, you know, Brother Eli's ministry to stir up those gifts in you and one another so that we can go in service to each other and build the kingdom of God. And not our own, you know, bank accounts, but you know, attract souls and bring souls to the throne room of God. And God, we pray that you would just cover us with the blood of Jesus. You would hide us in the presence of our enemies, and that you would let us sit down at the table of brotherhood and break bread and you know, catch up with each other and just love on each other and encourage each other and build relationships with each other. You know, nationwide, not just locally, but locally too, Lord. Lord, help me to walk out this love. Help me to walk out this fellowship. Help me to demonstrate what I want in my heart for everyone doing, you know, this kind of ministry to do. Lord, make us socially adept beings, God, just like you, Jesus. Help us to talk like you. Help us to sound like you. Help us to walk like you. Help us to do miracles and have authority over, you know, demons and, you know what I mean, and disease. God, give us that power. Give it back to us, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would protect your people, your sheep, your chosen generation, your royal priesthood. Lord, we pray that you would just bless us, Lord, and increase us, in a nation that is fallen, in a nation that is broken and dysfunctional, God. Lord, make us functional. Make us effective. Make the church great again. Make faith great again. Make us, you know, effective ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ alone. Jesus only. Help us to love God, love the Father like he wants to be loved, like he loves us. And help us to love people like you want us to love, you know, you and like you love us. Like, reflect that love, God, that you have for us into others. Lord, let them see you when they see us, like that song goes. Let them hear you when we speak. Lord, we pray everything that we do would glorify you and please you. Let it be a pleasant aroma in your nostrils, God. God, we fall at the threshing floor on our knees, and we beseech you, Father, give us words to speak. Give us rhythms and melodies and you know, stronger voices. And God, give us boldness that only comes from your Holy Spirit. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit once again. Don't leave us, never forsake us. Hold your word above your name, as you say in your scriptures, God. And God, we cover KS Radio, Lord. We pray that you would continue to increase them, that you would send, you know, supporters on the east and the west and the north and the south, and you would enable me to support this ministry and support ministries like Leveled Up Life, Lord, in Texas. And Lord, we pray, God, for help, you know, for missionaries like my friend, you know, in New Zealand, Lord, his college and youth ministry, God. We ask that you would just give us the ability to be blessed to be a blessing. And Lord, it's not the prosperity that we're praying for. It's the effectiveness and it's the production and it's the provision for or others. And we know that when we take care of others, you take care of us. Increase our faith, Lord. Increase our knowledge in you. Increase our intimacy in Christ Jesus. In this we pray. Amen.
Amen, bro. Amen again. I'm going to go ahead and get into this salvation clip because it is almost the end of the show. But I just wanted to say thank you for joining me on tonight. And 2022 is here. It ain't going nowhere but up from here. But
that's right.
The way that the world, the way that the world is, we don't know when Jesus is coming back. We know that we can't count on the government because they want to shut down every 5 months or what have you. So we can't trust them. The medical field is all out of all out of its sorts. The education system, they don't know what they want to do with our children, Lord. But God, we know that you hold tomorrow in your hand, and we know that we can trust you in all aspects of life, in all categories of life. So I know me and doctrine, I know some of the listeners know that, but for those who may be listening later on or listening right now, if you don't know that, and if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sin, then you are on the wrong side of history. I'm just letting you know, you are not entitled to heaven or to even seeing the gate. Again, you are in a bad space if you are not, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, again, I'm not a perfect man. Yes, I still make my mistakes. The doctrine still makes his mistakes. But what we know is that we have learned from our mistakes, and that's because of the Holy Spirit, which we have received because of Jesus Christ, because of the blood that was shed on the cross 2,000 years ago. So we just want to give you a chance, and hopefully something was said tonight through the music testimony or even through just fellowshipping with Minister Redeem earlier tonight. But if you don't know Jesus, this clip is for you. Amen. Take it away, Reborn.
Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. That salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. And we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
something with you and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hey, man, you guys, we are back. We got one more quick announcement from the homie, Doctrine, who is my guest tonight. Doctrine, you mentioned a music video is dropping maybe tomorrow or sometime this weekend. Can you tell us how we can check out that video and what's the title of it?
Yeah, it's that song, No Better, the last one. So that we were going to play, but we got out of time, which is cool. I mean, like I told you, I'm easy to please, bro. I'm just grateful that, you know, you gave me any time at all. You know, you could have given me 30 minutes. It would have been great. But 2 hours is such a blessing, and I hope people were touched and moved. But No Better, yeah, it's dropping on YouTube. You know, we'll have it on Facebook, running on different groups, including my own, The Utmost Movement. All creatives are welcome to join that. Hashtag The Utmost Movement. And, yeah, YouTube, Instagram, you know, we'll have a teaser video, all that. So, yep.
Amen. So definitely subscribe tonight so that you can get them notifications when it premieres or when it starts. So you can share, and like, comment, and, you know, definitely subscribe, like I just said. Support the homie Doctrine. That's Doctrine, like it's spelled on the flyer. You guys follow him at This Is Doctrine on Instagram. And please do not forget to like his business page, his artist page on Facebook at Doctrine Music. You guys, man, he'll be back next time. But, again, we want you guys to support him this time. And I'm looking forward to the clips and the videos and the pictures from the Invasion Tour, because the Invasion Tour last year was pretty good from what I had saw. And this year just going to be even more epic. So I'm looking forward to the pictures and everything. Again, man, shout out to all my sponsors, HustleForEat.com for all of your apparel needs and desires. Eve's Garden on Instagram. If you are trying to be, you know, healthy this year, better your immune system and what have you, RosalynnSmithCounseling.com. Like we heard her commercial and her advertisement, definitely connect with her and check out her website. Check in with the homie Gloria Shalom at ShalomChi.com. If you're looking for any fashion items, you know, you're trying to be a fashionista, you're trying to look good, maybe you got a promotion on your job or what have you, maybe you just want to surprise your wife for your wedding anniversary coming up and you want her to look her best, definitely check out and shop today at ShalomChi.com. And if anybody has not followed me on social media, you can follow me at KS Radio Show everywhere. That's Instagram, Twitter, and even Facebook. And for those who want to sow into my ministry, send your donations through Cash App, the dollar sign, capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. Again, you guys, much love, peace, good night, and God bless. We'll see you guys in the next one. Amen. Good night.
Yeah.
We out.
God bless y'all. We love y'all.